This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Okay, we apologize.
All right, welcome back to our show. This is our show. We are us.
You, me, the editorial, we, the community.
Yeah. So I have to tell you something. I'm not doing this to tell you that it's my birthday.
A shameless, I just want to.
No, I have to tell you something. That
you and O.J. Simpson.
That I learned today. So today is my 50th birthday.
You old son of a bitch.
I sure am. And I'm certainly acting like it.
You've had a very old day.
I've
today,
had a failed computer day. I was bitching about
potholes. You were confused about YouTube. Yeah. That's like an old. Yeah, you had like an old menage a trois there. You made an old man turducken. You just took a bunch of old stuff and crammed it inside some older stuff.
So I've always because everybody knows the famous people they share birthdays with.
Yeah,
they do.
You don't.
When's no.
When's your birthday?
17th of October.
Oh. Almost with my brother.
The one that I always know is that you share a birthday with O.J. Simpson.
Yes, but he no longer has birthdays. Plus, he killed people. Like, okay, so I
allegedly.
Always... What?
Allegedly, just in case.
So you share a birthday with... and I'm talking to Will here. Yeah, it's not a great... Wyclef Jean, Alan Jackson, Ziggy Marley.
I'm cool with Alan Jackson.
George
Marley
Wendt.
Too.
George Wendt from Cheers. Yeah. I think Snoop, maybe?
You had me at Ziggy Marley more so than you had me with George.
What about Eminem? You like Eminem?
Yeah, Marshall's cool.
You share a birthday with Marshall.
Look at me.
Yeah. I discovered this year that I did not know. I found out when I went to Italy. You know who I share a birthday with? Because I always thought my big one was I have Manny Pacquiao. And I have who's the waiting for Guffman? The Eugene Levy.
Oh,
those are always like the
I like Eugene Levy.
Yeah, Eugene Levy's great. Those are the two that I've always like. I don't have a lot of. I don't have O.J. Simpson. But when I was over in Italy, I realized because it was in all the memorials. You know, Pope Francis.
Henry V?
The Pope.
The guy who just died?
The guy who just died.
Oh, you and he were born on the same day?
Yeah. I didn't realize that until, like, we saw, like, they had, you know, they had all the... They would have the picture of the Pope, and then they had his, you know, his birthday on there. And I was like, oh, December 17th, me and the Pope.
Congrats.
Well, he's dead now, but for a time...
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
Well, I got to say my respects.
Yeah, you saw his little dead feet. His
little dead Pope feet. Yeah.
So the juice, it always bothered me that the juice and I shared a birthday because, well, on account he killed two people, allegedly.
Well, he was just kind of an overall terrible human being.
And then, but then I'd always counter that with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that is a real juxtaposition sort of thing.
He was born on July 9th, and that's a good one.
Yeah.
But I found out today, and I'm head sewn to the carpet, I'm still stunned by this, and that I didn't know this, that I share a birthday with one of my favorite acts and one of my favorite people on the planet. Now, I don't know him personally, but I love him. I am a P1 of this man.
Yeah.
And you know that.
I do.
I just went and saw him play.
You bought a hat.
I bought a hat. I love this guy. I think he's great. I share a birthday. And it's not just the date. It's the year. We both turned 50 today.
You both are old
sons
of bitches.
And I only just now found out about... me sharing a birthday with the great, the indelible, Jack White.
How about that?
Are you kidding me?
That is quite surprising because you,
I love
Jack White.
Yes. I don't know.
Well, let me see. You had Googled famous birthdays because you came up with O.J. Simpson and Tom Hanks.
Well, because of O.J. Simpson and Tom Hanks, he doesn't necessarily go to the top of the list. But I also hadn't Googled it in a long time, right? It's one of those things you learn young.
It evolves.
And then you're just, you don't keep looking that up. So today.
If you ever meet Jack White, are you going to go all Chris Farley and be like, we share a birthday?
My fiance.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hey-oh.
Whoops.
You got breaking news?
Congrats, dude.
Yeah.
My son's fiance.
Am I going to be invited to this one?
No. This one's a top secret because I'm already married. My son's fiance asked me the other day, she said, who would jam you up? Like if you got in the same room with them. Anyone.
Sure.
On Earth.
OJ
and
Simpson.
OJ would be one because I'm afraid he'd...
Well, I would be uncomfortable around O.J. Simpson.
Stab me. Yeah, I would be too.
I would not.
I didn't even think about that, but that's true.
It would be very uncomfortable.
And Tom Hanks would probably make me slightly uncomfortable, too. But you and I are both the same. We don't get starstruck. Sometimes I struggle with what to say to people who I mean,
I don't want to be Chris.
Like athletes. I met George Brett, and I grew up idolizing George Brett, and he's kind of an ass, and he's drunk. And
Like, have another one, pickle finger.
He was nice enough to me, but I didn't know what to say to him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I told her, David Gilmour would kind of jam me up. He's the guitarist for Pink Floyd. And Jack White.
Yeah.
I would get a little jam, because Jack White loves baseball. He's a huge Tigers fan.
Yeah.
And...
he seems like a cool dude.
He's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
And a super down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
But... I just think I'd be a little starstruck. I'd be like, dude, it's Johnny Guitar, man. You ever heard him shred? He's unbelievable.
Yeah. There is a handful that will get you. And let me tell you, having the opportunity to meet one or two people that I thought would get me starstruck, the answer is it's worse than you imagine. It's so bad.
So Jack White was at the Tigers game today because he's a huge Tigers fan.
Yeah.
And sometimes they bring him on the Tigers broadcast. Like, he'll be in the audience. He'll go up to the booth and talk Tigers.
Is he from Detroit?
Which I think is cool. Yeah, he was born in Detroit. Okay. He's from Detroit.
So did they bring him up today for his birthday?
They just showed a picture of him in the suite. I think he was just there. And he was with his wife. And John C. Reilly. They brought out John C. Reilly to sing Happy Birthday to Jack White.
That's phenomenal.
At Tiger Stadium today on the field. And that's how I found out that Jack White and shared a 50th birthday.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, I've never wanted to be at a baseball game more than John C. Reilly serenading my man Jack White
I know this might be sacrilegious. I think I'd rather meet John C. Reilly. I love.
Dude, he's great.
Dude, I love John C. Reilly.
Okay, so the difference between those two guys is I have nothing in common with Jack White other than our birthdays.
Sure.
I can't talk to him about playing guitar.
No.
I'm like, so what are your fingers doing on the on there?
One of the great musicians of all time.
John C. Reilly is just a funny, engaging guy.
Yes.
And he would be a lot of laughs. I'm sure he'd tell you stories. And
He just seems like, and there would be a less, this is going to sound weird, I think I'd rather meet John C. Reilly than a lot of my heroes, because I think it would be an easier hang.
Way easier.
I've been uncomfortable.
Yes.
I've gotten to meet, unfortunately, two or three of people that I considered my heroes, and it doesn't go well. It's just, there's a level where it's hard. But John C. Reilly is like in that sweet spot where I think I would just be able to relax and be really cool, and he seems like a great guy.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
So I took, again, to my future daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
She and Meatball came with us to the Jack White show. He played at Edgefield recently. And we were, and she didn't know anything about really Jack White. Jack White's old to her.
Yes.
So, because she's what, 22 or something?
Yeah.
And we were grooving to some Johnny guitar. Mm-hmm. And towards the end, I turned to her. I said, well, what do you think? Because she knew Seven Nation Army, and that's it.
I mean,
and he played that, and he brought the house down.
Oh, absolutely.
But I turned to her, and do you know what she said to me?
Oh,
I said, what do you think?
I'd be terrified of this answer.
Do you think it's going to be good or bad?
I think it's going to be bad.
I think it's going to be good.
Like, she hates him?
I should just be like, who's this pale face?
Yeah, he's got the white makeup, and he does the weird thing.
Yeah.
She goes, all she said was two words. She said, he F's. That's what she
said.
That's
great.
That's good.
And I was like, oh, you get it.
You get it.
He
that feels so good. Because anytime you bring a young person to something that you love, God, I'm always afraid that they're just going to take a big steamy dump all over
I'm
it.
Guessing she's not listening to him daily in her earbuds. But, you know. And the other Jack White anecdote here is that I found out today. This is the only reason I bring any of this up. These stories are too good to not be told.
Yeah.
Apparently, and I'm sure he has told it on the air, but I haven't heard. I didn't know anything about this until I was talking to Cooley and Dusty off the air before the show, and I was telling them about my Jack White revelation.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you know that there is a fan personality currently on the air who had dinner with Jack White and did not know who he was.
Get right the hell out of town.
Have you heard this story?
No. It wasn't me.
It was not Will. Although you might not know who he was if he sat
would
next
not
to
have known until today.
Right. But that's, I mean, I get it. He's, how old
are you? I know now. I saw him.
Well,
I know the songs.
He's older now. I get it. Brandon Sprague.
He had dinner with Jack White.
Yes.
No idea who he was.
And I have, he hasn't got back to me yet, but I have texted him. I'm like, dude, I did not know this story. You need to regale this story to me stat. I'm like, first of all, how did you have dinner with Jack White? And second, how did you not know who he was?
Oh my God! Yeah, I have not heard this story. But
apparently he has a friend of a friend who's buddies with him.
Yeah,
and they were at the same dinner table, and he
like a restaurant.
Sprague asked him what he did.
Oh my God!
It's Jack freaking White.
I wonder if Jack White loved that.
He did. Cooley said what he remembers from Sprague telling that story is that that's exactly what Jack White said.
Yeah.
He was like, "Dude, that is the most refreshing question I have gotten in months."
Yeah.
I host a radio show. What do you do?
Oh, my God.
Hey. Oh, I kind of shred. I F.
That should be the... He should have done the Darren... Was it... not Darren Revell. God, who was the ESPN reporter when I asked him what he did?
Oh, no, it was Andrew Wiggins. And you asked him... Oh, no.
No.
Joe Shad.
Joe Shad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like when I asked... I asked Joe Shad what he did, and he looked at me, and his response was, I'm Joe Shad. I was like, what?
Yeah,
I think my response was, is that pay well? He did not like it.
That F's.
He was insulted that I, I didn't know who he was.
That's why I like Jack White, is Jack White would never say something like that.
No.
It'd be like, oh, I play shows, you may have seen, you know?
Sure.
Like,
well, you wonder, like, at some point, like, how do you ever... I'm guessing that does not happen to Jack White very often, where someone's eating dinner with him and he's like, what are you doing?
What are you What, you play guitar or something? Like, do you make money doing that? Or
oh, you got like
yeah, I'm like one of the top 20 guitarists ever.
You got like a little indie band or something? If I
yeah, is that, what's your cute little
have
band
I ever
name?
Heard?
What do I look? What do I Google?
God, well, you know when they did the SNL 50, right? Did you ever see that? The
I don't think
the
I
concert?
Watched.
It's really good.
But Jack White was on there.
So they did an SNL 50 and they did an SNL concert where they brought in all the artists basically that have played SNL over the years. It was an amazing show. I mean, anyone who was, it was anyone was on that thing. And you know who closed the whole damn thing out? Jack White.
Yeah.
You want to talk about like a place that respects musicians?
Yeah.
When you get billed to close out the SNL 50th
That's
anniversary
awesome.
Concert.
There were a lot of big acts on there, too.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
I mean, huge acts.
Yeah.
I mean, that was everyone. Pearl Jam, they brought back the Fugees. I mean, they had the top. I mean, it was just, it was just hit after hit after hit, and Jack White closed it out. Hey, what do you...
So what do you do again?
What do you do again? God, that's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? That I is. Didn't know that story. This is the greatest fan story that I never knew about.
Yeah.
And so I'm out to Sprague to get the details on this.
Yeah.
And I'll report back. Also want to point out, I know we have to go, I also found out, again, just today, that another one of my favorite musicians was also born on July 9th, had no idea. Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse. Happy birthday, you old son of a bitch.
Look at you.
I like him. I've always liked Matt. He's a little weird, but I've always liked Modest Mouse. I think that's a good band. And he was also born on July 9th.
Wow,
so do you think there's something to that?
It's possible.
Should I have played guitar?
Maybe you should still. Maybe you're a savant. Maybe you're going to pick it up and it's just, you know.
I'm the new Jack White.
Except you're old now. 50 years old.
Yeah.
You old, but do you feel old? Let's talk about your oldness.
I don't feel old.
When we come back.
I feel
think
great.
You do.
I feel great.
I think you feel old.
Okay, I got to tell you about Lake Oswego v. The Pores next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen, you guys can't go... Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Then Rob is going to celebrate tonight with a White Claw, some Love Island, and yelling at kids for riding their bikes too loud.
That's right.
Yeah, quiet. Yeah. Is that, now that you're 50,
get
you old
toilet.
Sack of crap.
I'm old.
Is that the oldest dying. Thing you do is to hate loud cars?
Well, I've always hated loud.
I know, but
I hate loud anything.
But when you're like 25 and
except
you hate.
Except for Jack White.
When you're. Well, that's his. The movie he made was It Might Get Loud.
That's right.
Which is, if you haven't seen that.
Good one.
It's The Edge, Jack White, and.
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page.
And there is a scene in it where The Edge and Jimmy Page are suckling at the teat
yes.
of Jack White, teaching yeah. them how to play Seven Nation Army, yeah. and it's awesome.
Yeah, watch that movie. It's called It Might Get Loud. It's amazing. But when you're 25 and if you don't like loud mufflers, it's one thing. But now that you're 50, the idea of you being upset over loud car guy, it adds an extra layer now that you're 50 years old. And I'm asking, is that officially the oldest thing that you do now? Or is it the 9:15 bed?
Dude, I go to bed pretty early. 9:15?
Dude, you really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you in bed by 10 o'clock every night?
Not every night.
Yeah.
But that's nice.
I can defend you there, Rob. Yeah. I'm a really bad guy.
I like to go to bed early. I don't. There's nothing good that's happening late.
Everything good happens late.
No, I disagree with that.
During the weekdays, like Sunday yeah. through Thursday, go to bed at like 9. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I got you, dude.
What about 8:15?
That's a bit early, but you know what? If you get up early enough, I just looked it up. You can get the early bird discount for being 50 years old at Krispy Kreme.
Oh, get out.
Wake up, head on over,
life
10%
is,
off.
How good is life? I sometimes will crawl into bed after 8, just after 8. No, I'm not going to sleep. I'm watching shows or something, but, you know, it's a doze off.
So it's happening.
You take a little nap.
Because you said you don't really feel old. Because I asked you, like, when you turn 50, that's like one of those marquee birthdays. And, like,
yeah, I don't feel old.
You don't feel old, but you go to bed.
Actually, today I felt.
8:30.
Well, I do old things, but I've always done old things. I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
But I will say that today, people always ask you at 50, how do you, you know, like, what do you, what's today like? What do you do? What do you, how do you feel? Yeah. And I must say that I have, I didn't, because birthdays don't mean a whole lot to me. I'm not a huge birthday guy. Well, I know you're the same.
Yeah, I don't.
Most men don't really care about their birthday.
When a man cares about his birthday, I find it suspicious.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
Agreed.
So I didn't think, I just thought it would be any other day. And I also don't like to be celebrated. So my wife's pissed because she wants to do something. I'm like, just, I don't.
Surprise Rob Fit. What if you get home and we're
she
all
did
waiting?
That well, she did that for my 40th.
Did she really?
Yeah, there were friends at the house and we played golf and the whole thing.
I wasn't invited I got to that
there.
Either.
No, you weren't. I got there.
Will I get invited to 60? My God, can I be invited to
you
one Rob function?
I want you to be at my retirement party.
Thank you. Finally.
Because you probably deserve
that. After all those years, I get invited
propping
to something.
Propping me up for 30 years? So I told, I was telling you this, and I told Danielle this, but I am feeling very reflective today, and I have felt just very good about life. Yeah. I'm very.
You got a good one.
I'm very grateful and appreciative of her, my wife, of you, and I mean that. I'm very appreciative of you, my partner of 20 plus years.
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative that I've still got my parents here and they're out here in Oregon now. Yeah. I think that's amazing.
You have a giant hog.
A huge hog.
So much to be grateful for.
I'm appreciative of this show. Like, this has been half of my life.
That's the one we were talking during
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
That was the one
in
where,
my own pants.
When you said that, I was like, oh my God,
dude,
you're right.
It's been half of my life.
Yeah, it's half of our lives.
Well, not quite for you. For you, it's been,
it's
what
more.
Year did you get here?
Yeah, I mean, I got here in 2000 and, what was that, 2003, I think?
Yeah, so we're kind of at about this.
Yeah, you were here. I think you were here 2 years. What
2001? I got to the station.
I think you have two, maybe 2.5-ish years on me,
and I'm a little older than you.
Yeah,
but 20. So I got here when I was 25 years old.
Yeah,
and I'm now 50.
Yeah,
that's half of my life.
Yeah.
And so I'm just very appreciative of all of it, and all the great listeners. Some of you, not all of you. And it's just been awesome. It's been a great day, and we're gonna go to San Diego this weekend and party it up with some fam. And it's just some very
party to the break of 9:15.
Yeah, I stay up till 10. I don't know. We'll see.
Wow.
But
10? Woo! Doggy.
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful, and yeah. I didn't think I would be, but I am. I'm feeling.
I would assume that 50 is definitely one of those reflective.
It kind of makes you think. I didn't do this at 40. A lot of people say you do at 40.
I didn't at 40 either.
I didn't. But 50, I'm kind of thinking about some stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll be leaving the show.
Well, you are now that you say that, because you're going, you'll be gone tomorrow and Friday. So, of course, we're going to get the inevitable. Where's Rob? He's down.
Fired.
He's been fired.
Finally. It's about time.
After all these years. Well, congratulations on 50 years old.
Yeah, you old bastard.
You old sack of you know
what.
Let
me tell you something. I'm going to start calling out age discrimination around here. Okay?
You going to call it out for me, too? You going to help out the youngs?
Do you feel that you're discriminated against because you're young?
I think I can find a reason to be discriminated against.
What? Can find a reason and actually being discriminated against? Two different things.
Well, isn't that the joys of what my generation does? We just find things and then complain about them?
That's fair. I just always remember Dwight James. You remember Dwight James?
I do.
So I did Talking Ball with him back on Comcast Sportsnet.
Yeah.
And he was always, it was a bee in his bonnet when people would call him old. Because he was in his 60s, you know, doing that show.
Yeah.
And it pissed him off.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, he would flat out point out age discrimination. And
sure.
He was not wrong. Like, there's a lot. And people that are 50 or older or 60 or 65 that are listening right now, you know, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It is very much a thing.
Sure.
And it really bothered him, but people would do it all the time. For whatever reason, with him, it was always like, "Oh, you old, you know, nah, you're an old, nah, you would know. What year did you start? 1930, you know."
Yeah.
And having sat next to him for a while, I watched that and wouldn't have thought anything of it before I knew him.
Now you have an appreciation.
Well, I did see it happen, and it's like it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that's happened to me.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between being 50
and
being 60.
And being 800 like him.
Nah,
I'm just kidding.
Well, he's got to be, I mean, God.
I don't know how old he is.
Well, he's got to be in his 70s or 80s by now, right? I see him on Twitter sometimes. He's usually posting an anti-Portland thing. He hates Portland.
Yeah, he does hate Portland.
He hates Portland.
You know, he lives on a
houseboat,
golf course.
Right?
Oh, no, he used to. He lives on a golf course. I won't say the name of it, but he lives on a country club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing in a tournament there recently.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude was on the tee. Like, he came out of his house like, "Hey, good." Now you're doing it.
I know.
You old son of a bitch.
I'm doing it in jest.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh my God, it's Dwight James." That's like the last person I expected to see on the tee box of this golf course. But there he was. And he's like, "Yeah, I just live right there."
Yeah, there I am.
Well, he sits up there and watches people hit.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
The old fella.
I don't care.
I don't care.
We all get old.
I get it. Yeah. The jokes are, well, with me, the jokes are warranted.
Yeah. I mean, you are.
I mean, look at me. I'm gray. I hate loud mufflers.
Go to bed super early.
I go to bed early.
Watch a lot of golf.
I love golf. I mean.
You have some weird shoulder thing all the time. You're like,
Well, that's my tendonitis. Eat some Bengay.
Good times.
I'm just doing math over here.
I get mad sometimes when I don't get my old man flowers.
What does that mean?
So when I go to like one of the two martial arts gyms, there's like an old man kind of, you take care of the old man, right? Like, no one really goes after him. Like, there's a level of respect,
of course.
And you know who doesn't get that? Freaking me.
Oh, it's not just you, dude. That's a American thing.
No. It pisses me off. I want to be that. Like.
You want to be revered?
The young kids come at me like at a million miles an hour. Like, there's no... I'm old. Like those,
I'm dying.
Some of those dudes are only two or three years older than me, and everyone acts like they're made of glass. But with me, you can do whatever the hell you want. Okay. Like it's like if you're 25 and you're stepping into a ring or a cage or a mat with someone that's 50, there's this like, all right, let's, you know, hey, you know, go easy, right? No one needs to die here. No one's trying to break anyone. And then I get in there, and they're like, yeah, full go. And I'm like, whoa. I'm old too.
Well, it's because you're big.
I'm only 2 years younger than that guy. I'm like, why isn't, and I don't get my old man flowers. I don't get the old man credit, and I don't like that. I've got reverse age discrimination going on. Mm. I want to be treated.
The plight.
Yes, I want to be treated like one of my fellow olds, and I don't.
And I don't. Well, I'm going to leave you with some audio. Because, and by the way, thanks to all you listeners who are texting in, happy birthday. I appreciate that. I love all of you. Retraction. I love many of you.
Some. A couple few.
I want to play something because somebody said, because you're bitching about never getting invited to any of my cool parties.
It's true.
It is true. You have not.
No.
Well, there's only been one. It was my wedding. But.
And you surprised 40th birthday party.
Yeah, she did. I'm surprised she didn't. Because that was a weekend. Boy, that's a real slight, isn't it? That's more of a slight than the wedding. The wedding was small.
Yeah. And it was early in our tenure. Yeah. The 40th birthday. Hey, nurse, nice. What the hell?
I had nothing to do with it. It was a surprise.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We went golfing and everything. What was I going to tell you? Oh. And then somebody said, did Suk make you a birthday card since he enjoys making them so much? The answer is no. He didn't even remember it was my birthday. Which is fine. I don't care. I'm not a birthday guy. Except we spent the whole hour talking about my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Now I want to play this before we go. It's only a minute, and I just want to remind you Suk's respect for me, okay? And we'll be right back.
Let me do this one first.
Okay.
You know how to spell my name?
What?
Spell my name.
R-O-P-P.
My first name.
Yeah, Isaac.
Spell it.
Why?
He doesn't know how to spell my f***ing name.
It's two. It's ISS. No, you use the other. Wait.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. I do this every time.
God, you're a piece of shit. All right.
Read the Bible next time, Sue. Come on.
No, it's not, Isaac. Oh.
It's not two S's. It's two A's.
Yeah, that's so, right. It's not what it says here, but yeah, that's right.
What?
It's Isaac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's I-S-A-A-C.
Yeah.
Okay. I always do that. I always do two S's, yeah.
Oh,
but it's not.
That's
it's
cool.
Two A's.
Yeah, that's not.
Spell
cool.
My last name, f***er.
S-C-U-K-A-N-E-C.
Damn it.
It's not f***ing hard.
Right, well, either way. I got it. It just took me a second.
No, you didn't.
I always put two S's.
You don't know
there.
How to spell my f***ing name.
I-S-A-A-C.
Damn it, f*** you.
Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Bub Beer, the official beer of Jeep Fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
One texter says, the one thing I don't like about getting old is that instead of going out with the hot at work, I'm getting written up by HR.
You do have to realize as you get older, God. Well, I guess you don't have to if you have enough money, but... It is weird when you start getting old and you realize that the youngs,
yeah.
They don't view you like as a, you're not, I don't know how to describe it. You're just not an option.
It's a moment.
Yes.
For young people like Will, you won't understand this, but it will come and it is a moment in time and it is devastating.
I understand not being an option.
Yeah, but it's
no, but
it's weird because if you're not an option because they don't like the way you look or you're not their type or whatever, but it's like they are in a land of soup and you are a fork. You are of no use to them whatsoever. Like it's
yeah, it's not even a checkout. Like,
yes,
it's not even like oh, look at that. Nah, no, he's no.
Yeah.
As a former O lineman. I was a fork in a land of soup. Come on now.
There was, and I think I've told this story on air, but I don't know, this was maybe 3-4 years ago, something like that. And I was working out at the gym, and this young gal came up who was very young. and who was very, very attractive. She came up and she asked me what my name was, and I was like, oh. And she said, do you have a girlfriend? And I said, actually, yes, I do. And I was like, I'm flattered. I was like, I was kind of shocked at the whole thing. Like, this was so far out of my league. And she kind of laughed. And she goes, no, no, no. She goes, I just thought you'd be perfect for my mom.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to know that name as just, someone who works out in your
and
gym.
And I just started, like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh, my mom kind of likes that bigger kind of biker-looking guy. And she goes, I see you in here a bunch. She's like, I saw you be perfect for my mom. And here I was, like, for a brief moment, my ego was through the roof. I was like, oh, my God, this hot. Like,
yeah, this is this awkward. This is... I'm going to have to let her down easy. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. And I did. I was like, actually, I do. And she's a wonderful woman, but I appreciate it. That's very flattering. And just the look on her face of, like, what? You thought I was? No, you jackass. And the best part about it, her mom was, like, over on the Stairmaster or whatever. And she was like, my mom's kind of shy. And I looked over there. Oh, my God. The mom was like.
Old butter hug.
Oh, I was just like, damn it. What is happening?
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
A good Midwestern gal. Great in the high winds. Sturdy.
Yeah.
Sturdy woman.
I think what kids don't understand about that, or youngs don't understand about that, is that when you get into the father zone,
yeah,
you are a father. Yeah. Like you stop thinking that way. You don't look, especially if you have kids and you just don't. That's the way you know you're not a creep.
Yeah.
Is that it eventually wears off. You don't look at girls that way. But what they don't understand is that there was a time in your life where you did. And that part of the brain, while shut off, is still there. And they don't understand that it's in there. They just think we've always been dads. Yeah. We've always been the same age. No.
No, no.
We were real pervy one time.
Yeah.
And,
and some people, by the way, it doesn't end.
Exactly. And that's how you know.
Yeah.
See, that those are creeps.
Yeah. It was last weekend. The BDJ texted me and she's like, hey, meet me after the show. She was with one of her friends and then one of my friends. And she goes, we're down, I don't know, I forget the little area, but it's like a little entertainment thing, and like they kind of rope it off. There's a bunch of bars down there. I forget exactly where it is. It's over kind of like by 10 Barrel, right? In that kind of general area there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was on
Will knows that well.
Yeah, Will knows that well.
Yeah, yeah, there's some spots down there.
And so I was like, well, I'll just take a scooter over there because I don't want to deal with parking. She goes, it's a mess over here. So I take my little scooter down, and they're like, they were at, is it River Pig?
Yeah.
Oh,
Whistle Pig. Or no, Whistle Pig is the bourbon.
Yeah, what's the saloon? River Pig?
River Pig.
River Pig, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That place
God.
Is a zoo.
Yeah, dude, that's where all the NBA players go.
If you ever want to feel like 1,000 years old, go to that place.
I like River Pig.
Dude, have you been there on a Friday?
I wouldn't go there at night. I would just go in there for like happy hour or something.
First off, the music, like... 1,000 decibels. Can't hear anything. Rob immediately would be like, no. Wall-to-wall people, and it's just... It's wall-to-wall, just slutty outfits everywhere. And nice. It is just the youngs...
What's not to love, huh,
The
Will?
Youngs are everywhere.
I've been there. It's great. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I don't know how it passes a fire inspection. Like, you can't walk.
No. And
you
so, but that's the thing. Like, for Will, I even said that. I'm like, 15 years ago, this place would have been amazing. Dude, you are just this weird... I was like, oh, my God, I am the oldest person here. And I immediately felt it. I was like, this place sucks. And then the worst part was I saw dudes older than me that were, like, there to pick up.
Yeah.
Like, the 21-year-old. That's and I was sad. Like, at least I'm old enough to be uncomfortable being here. Watching the old man who was, like in his 50s and not, like, stylish and hip and put together, just, like, the full-on dad is like, let me put on my sweet New Balance here and tuck in my T-shirt. And that dude is just out at that place, just in a sea of 23-year-old hots. He's like, yeah, going to get me some strange tonight.
It's sad.
I was like, I felt bad for them. We had like one drink and I was like.
For the olds or for the youngs?
Everybody there. I felt bad. Even just my presence there alone made me. I'm like, I am adding an uncomfortable vibe to. to this place. I need to get to a dive bar, and I need to get to a dive bar stat.
Well, it kind of is a dive bar, but
it's not. It's a club.
It is. It turns into a club at night.
It's not a club.
You got to go. It's not a club, but it's not a dive bar or a club. But if you go there, like Saturday to watch college football, it's kind of divey. If you go there at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to see Luka Doncic stumbling around.
Yeah,
that's the River Pig is a pretty popular spot.
Yeah,
and all the NBA guys go there, so it becomes kind of that clubby feel at night.
Yeah,
but during the day, it's like a sports bar.
Yeah, well, but I'll tell you what, I have. It's been a while since I've walked into a place and was like, nope, I'm going to turn around and walk right on out.
But that's a good feeling because I've had that before too, where that's a place where you at one time
sure
would have loved to have been.
Yes, not now.
But now it's the worst. Yes. It's like the worst environment. You're like, I'm out of here. I cannot. You cannot get me out of here fast enough. Yes. Isn't that amazing about
yes
life?
Yes.
But then there's the creeps who yeah are just like, oh, I still love it.
Oh, believe me, I saw them.
Gonna get me some strange. All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, I think. I think we're out of here.
Probably.
Although I don't hear the music.
No.
Why don't I hear the music?
Because you're not out of here quite yet. You got like a minute, and then you'll hear the music.
Minute? What are we going to do to fill a minute?
Celebrate you.
Yeah, celebrate me.
Happy birthday to you, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
10% off Krispy Kreme now.
That's great.
When was the last time you bought a Krispy Kreme donut?
I don't think I've ever bought a Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah, they just, you get them.
They're like pens. They just show up.
Exactly.
Yeah. School birthdays.
What?
Dude, that's the big thing. When it's an elementary school birthday, everyone buys Krispy Kreme donuts. As a teacher,
I wouldn't know.
I get those more
recently.
Not
only have I never bought a Krispy Kreme donut, I don't think I've ever been to a Krispy Kreme donut.
I haven't either.
I've seen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Where even is a Krispy Kreme around
here?
There's
one by the depot in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's by the. There's one by a Costco off of like Patton Parkway.
Isn't there some bit where like a red light goes off or something, and that's when you know they're making the donuts or something like, or the donuts are ready, or am I making that up?
I think you're making that up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like time to make?
No, donuts? I've heard that.
There's some sort of signal where they say, "Oh, donuts are ready," and then everybody swarms in there like beasts.
Yeah, I don't know. Couldn't
Neanderthals
again? Having never been there, I don't know.
We know nothing of Krispy Kreme.
No, I'm sure it's a fine donut. I mean, I've had.
Well,
them,
you've
but,
had them. It is. It's a good donut.
If you bring in, if you brought in a thing of Krispy Kreme donuts, I'm not like
I'll have one.
I wouldn't eat.
I can't. Not.
Just a regular Krispy Kreme. Eh.
Dude, I tell you what, donuts. I don't know what's harder to resist, donuts or pizza. Even if I'm not hungry,
for me it's pizza.
If you put a pizza down here and a bunch of donuts down here,
I would eat.
I don't know. That's tough.
I could finish a full meal and feel like I'm going to die. And if I walked by a nice hot pizza, I'm like,
oh, yeah. You're like, oh, there's a little more room in there.
Just one slice.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
But a donut, I'm like, I don't want to be a fat ass. But pizza, I'm like, ah.
Oh, give me two. All right. I will be back on Monday. Sook and Will tomorrow.
And then
Buck on Friday.
Yes.
And then somebody else on Saturday.
Enjoy San Diego. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Everybody will have a great night. We are back around 3-7. Thank you, night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.